One more reason I prefer the company of women. You know, when you're looking around deep in your closet, and you find a shirt from 20 years ago that you couldn't part with? It may or may not fit, but it fits your mind perfectly. It reminds you of how you used to be and how you really are deep down, before life fucked you up. I found a writer like that this week. Her name is Angie. She lives in Denver. She's a farm kid, moved to the city. She seems to share my sense of the ridiculous and my deep suspicion of sentimentality. We're not soulmates. That's just gross. Best I can tell, she's from a close Catholic family, which means she's a brawler. She claims to be a wuss, but that means nothing in a close, loving family. You get conscripted into martial service as a small child. Sometimes you might win. I never did. I will be reading this woman as long as she writes. I'm friggin' smitten. I admit it. Tess is so goddamn jealous. Just about 5 minutes ago, she saw me on Angie's page. Said, "Are you reading your girlfriend again today?" It was a sneer. A snarl, almost. Not a question. Truth is, she loves Angie, too. All those things I wrote above that Angie and I share, I already found them in Tessa 10 years ago. And God, Tessa's cute when she's jealous. Irresistible, in fact.
"Okay, douchebag. A link to her site would be nice."
Calm down. I've linked to her on my wow button at the top of my right sidebar. You can't miss it. It's the monkey reading a laptop screen and laughing his ass off. Just click on the monkey. He'll take you to her. I'll leave her up there all this week. Maybe two. Most wow sites are getting 2 weeks on the button lately. If you haven't been up there yet, and I'm commenting on your site, you will get there.